Southwest Michigan's 97.5 Y Country. I'm Matt Malone, and we are having an opportunity, taking a moment to chat about our friends at United Way of Southwest Michigan, and maybe not necessarily them so much as the friends of the United Way of Southwest Michigan. Actually, Jennifer's joining us here today. And Jennifer, we want to make sure that we highlight the people who really take the mission of United Way and put it into action. And we're talking about the volunteers themselves today.
Yes, that's right. So every year we recognize the outstanding community volunteer leaders with a series of awards. For people who are doing all kinds of hard work and creating lasting impact in Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. And we did it again this June. We did it a little bit different this year. We decided to do it prize patrol style. So we went to them instead of them coming to us. And it was really fun. And it was a wonderful way to really get to know them a little better. And best of all, we videoed the whole thing so you can get to know them better too. And I urge everyone to go to our website, uwsm.org, to watch these videos. If you need a little inspiration in your day, and I don't know who doesn't, just take a few minutes and watch some of these. It will really lift your spirit to know there are people like this out there in our community who are making a huge difference.
Well, I did see some of these on my Facebook news feed as well, and you're spot on 100% with how great it is to be able to see this. It just makes you feel better, too. So let's take a moment maybe to highlight a couple of these individuals and what made them, spotlight worthy. So let's talk about maybe Cass County.
Sure, yeah. So this year we actually have a new Lifetime Achievement Award for Cass County. It's the equivalent of our Margaret B. Upton Leadership Award that we give for an outstanding volunteer in Berrien County. And this year we were able to do it with Cass for the first time, thanks to the monetary portion being provided by the McLaughlin Family Foundation. And we awarded the inaugural award to Chris Bergen, who helped develop Ross Beatty High School's first robotics team into one of the top teams out of 400 in Michigan. So has really done some very cool and outstanding things there. And so we were so happy to be able to give this first award to him.
Excellent. Now, you did make mention of the Margaret B. Upton Volunteer Award. Who won that this year?
Kathy Rosso won that. And she's so well known throughout the community. And I'm sure most of the listeners know Kathy, have heard of Kathy. If you do any volunteering of any kind, you've crossed paths with Kathy. She's been involved for literally decades in so many different facets throughout Southwest Michigan. And so she was really just an outstanding person to receive this award, and really kind of like the perfect one that we look for when we give this out every year.
Awesome. Now, between those two awards that we just talked about, what is the criteria that you have to meet to be able to be nominated or to be able to be considered for them?
Well, we look for somebody who has demonstrated multiple years, like as many like 8 to 10 years of long-standing volunteer contributions. A diversity of volunteer experience with multiple organizations, or perhaps they've just made a significant contribution to one organization. And we look for various levels of experience, including teamwork, clerical, leadership, physical. So we kind of look for just a broader array of volunteer experience.
Awesome. Yeah. Not that anybody's like, all right, I want to check these off to make sure I get an award for my Nobody does it for that. But, you know, it's nice to know what the criteria is. So let's go through and just highlight just a couple more of these. There is another United Service Impact Award, too, that was handed out, right?
Yes. This one went to Keith Stevens, who volunteers with the Berrien County Cancer Service. And he's an artist. And he spends his time there leading art play workshops and creating design art displays. And he particularly works with kids there who are experiencing or are impacted by cancer because this, you know, provides a wonderful emotional outlet for them through play and through creativity. And you can see some of the work in the video if you watch it. And this one was my personal favorite. Just such a kind, wonderful man who does a whole lot of giving.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's amazing. Well, not just individuals, but businesses also give a lot of time, effort, and even money as well. And there is actually a volunteer United Business Partner, and this is the one that I saw on social media. Who won that one?
Honor Credit Union won this one, and we were so happy to give it to them because they are just such a consistent partner with us in so many different ways, including volunteering. You can just always count on Honor. And they continue to show up in all their communities, volunteer their time, talents with so many different organizations. And they've really created a culture there of volunteering. They encourage it. They give employees time off to do it. They also do it in a really fun way. As you'll see from the video, they're a fun group and they have a great spirit that they pour out into the community.
That is very true. So you mentioned the video again, and if somebody, got this halfway through and they're like, what are we talking about? Where can we go and get those Volunteer Recognition Award videos?
Go to uwsm.org and you can see them all there. Or just stay tuned on our Facebook page or our YouTube channel.
Awesome. Jennifer, I appreciate you so much. Thanks for everything that you do here, for waking up this early to talk with me, but also everything you do with United Way. We appreciate it.
Thank you. You too.
You bet. There you go. Talking United Way of Southwest Michigan on Southwest Michigan's 97.5 Y Country.